Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Ramallah, Israel. The Islamic holy book, the Quran, calls for the Jews to return to the promised land, then to be killed by the Muslims. That's the headline. In one moment, Itamar Marcus will join me to give more details about this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I understand that the Palestinians, and in fact all of Islam, has another definition for the promised land. Am I correct in believing that the Quran, which is the holy book for Islam, it does say that Jews will return to a promised land? Is that actually fact?
Yes, that's actually fact. And in fact, you have people like Sheikh Palachi of Italy, who says that the Quran is a Zionist book and see it as fulfillment of what was written in the Quran, that the children of Israel will return to their land. One gathering, that's what it says in the Quran. And then you've got the Islamic and the Islamist ideology, which is trying to counter that and destroy Israel and also use Islamic sources to do that.
The Palestinians, part of the Islamic world, and the Islamic world all across the field, indicate that they believe that the Jews will come into the promised land. It is a promise by Allah, and in fact, he brings the Jews into the land for the purpose of eliminating the Jewish people. Am I correct on that one as well?
Exactly. What we have, for example, this was said explicitly by a Palestinian Hamas religious leader on television, where he said, "We're going to kill the Jews," as it says in the Quran, and then he quoted this verse, "Children of Israel, I'll bring them back in one gathering in order to kill them all." That the Quran is saying, "I'm going to bring them back that you can exterminate them." That's the way the Hamas interprets it. In fact, the Mufti, the highest religious figure, this is Palestinian Authority, his name is Ibrahim Hussein, he was appointed by Mahmoud Abbas. He quoted a hadith that the Muslims' destiny is to exterminate the Jews. And he said, that is the Palestinian fight against Israel. It's a jihad. It's for extermination of Jews. It's not about land.
Itamar Marcus, he heads up a team called Palestinian Media Watch. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The Islamic holy book calls for the Jews to return to the promised land. The Quran also says that once the Jews are in the promised land, the Muslims are to kill all of the Jews, which will be made easier by having all the Jews in one location. The Quran calls for holy war, holy jihad, against the Jews and every non-Muslim in our world today. The Quran also has an end-of-time scenario, which is a worldwide dominion, a kingdom called a caliphate. From every sector of the Islamic world, the bottom line is that this worldwide dominion is about to be in place in our world. And as we watch, that prophecy of Islam is about to be fulfilled, which was also foretold in the Bible, in Ezekiel 38, Daniel 11, and Psalm 83. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...